This is WLRN News. I'm Alicia Zuckerman. All around South Florida, people gathered Sunday night for vigils in response to the racism, injuries, and death surrounding Saturday's white nationalist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. They held candles and sang and talked about what to do next. WLRN reporters were at vigils throughout the region. We begin with Holly Pretzky in Hollywood.
About 40 people gathered in the shade of a gazebo in Anderson Park, while a group of men played basketball on a nearby court. The park is bordered by Lee Street, named for the same Confederate general whose statue prompted the demonstrations in Charlottesville. Black Lives Matter activist Carlos Valneda continued the call for the renaming of that street and two others in Hollywood.
It is an insult to the dignity and to the autonomy of the African-American communities. And it's an outrageous disregard of the hate that potentially can happen like it happened in Virginia.
Cindy Johnson told the mostly white crowd she's been researching ways to become a white ally.
I think that the white people that are here need to continue to come to things. They need to learn. They need to read some books. There's a lot of stuff out there.
The vigil ended around 6 o'clock after some chants of the street names they want changed.
We got to fight back.
I'm Holly Pretzky in Hollywood.
And I'm Nancy Klingener in Key West. Just before sunset, about 50 people gathered in front of a statue dedicated to Black Union soldiers who were recruited on the island during the Civil War to fight against the Confederate Army. One of those attending the vigil was Carmen Turner.
I think it's important that people of color in particular don't feel discouraged or disenfranchised, and that we make sure that we stand with our brothers and sisters of other races and cultures and just be encouraged and not be afraid.
Also at the gathering was Aaron Huntsman. 3 years ago, he won the state's first court ruling in favor of gay marriage.
We all need to stand together and show love, no hate, and be together united.
During the vigil, a peace symbol was propped up against the statue of the Black Union soldier. I'm Nancy Klingener in Key West.
And I'm Peter Hayden in West Palm Beach. Marjorie Scott came to West Palm Beach from Wellington. Her dad fought Nazis at the Battle of the Bulge in World War II.
And 70 years later, we're still flipping fighting Nazis. I cannot believe this. We actually have a martyr. She died fighting Nazis yesterday.
People with like white supremacy views, they were in the closet about it.
Darian McCutcheon of Lake Worth says since the election, white supremacists have felt more comfortable in the open.
It's right in our backyard, so everyone should be aware of it.
According to the Southern Poverty Law Center, the popular white supremacist website Stormfront is operated from West Palm Beach by former Ku Klux Klan leader Don Black. I'm Peter Hayden in West Palm Beach.
And I'm Kate Stein in Miami.
Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there's hatred, let me sow love.
In the blue twilight at Bayfront Park in Miami, Mary Kay Gaffney read the prayer of St. Francis, a prayer for peace. It was written on the back of her sign for Heather Heyer, who was killed in Charlottesville as the violent rally began to break up.
My two brothers were in the Marines. My other brother was in the Air Force. I'm not in the military, but this is what I can do for my country.
Others in the park said removing Confederate statues needs to continue, despite protests. William Byatt was born and raised in Jacksonville. His family is from Mississippi and North Carolina.
My people fought for the South in the Civil War, and with the intense pride that I feel in being a Southerner, absolutely these statues need to come down. These statues represent the worst of the South.
Candles lit up the faces of people singing, "We Shall Overcome." I'm Kate Stein in Miami.
This is WLRN News.